guys look at that Philip Rivers game against Dallas? What do you think about his years in the league, his age, and
yeah,
one
I think
of his best games ever?
Playing a future Hall of Famer. He knows he's been around the block. He knows what defenses are trying to give him. It's obviously he does a lot of studying. Try to get our looks down and what we're going to be in and what that's going to mean in terms of coverage and rushing pressure. So I think last week he was ahead of the curve in that, knew what they were doing, was able to distribute the ball well and get them the win.
So another team. Just follow up. This seems to be another team that is on paper one dimensional on offense. In a row.
No, because they still got good backs, good receivers, like good playmakers all over the field. I think so. I think some of the numbers can be deceiving sometimes when you put on the film. Melvin's making a lot of plays. Their backup Eckler runs hard. He's a little guy. He's hard to tackle. So, I mean, a lot of times they do a little check down throws and passes that might not count as runs. But they give those guys the ball out in space, and they make a lot of things happen.
Hey, Joe, what do you guys have to do to make sure Melvin Gordon doesn't do what Mixon
did? Everybody's got to know the same assignments, stay in the gaps, be on the same page communicating, and then get off the ball and make plays in the backfield.
How disappointing was that? I mean, you guys have been so good in the run game all year. Mixon averages whatever you have.
Yeah, I mean, definitely as a source of pride for the defense, and we don't want that to ever happen again. So it's been a huge motivational tool this week. G-Dub's never going to let you live it down if it happens, so he's been pressing us to be better this week, and we're putting in the work.
How well do you know Melvin Gordon?
Good, pretty good. Yeah. Played him in high school and then played on the same team in college, yeah.
What makes him so good?
He's got elite acceleration, and he's got long strides. I think he's running faster than people give him credit for. He's got elite balance, so when people try to hit him and go low, he's able to stay up and make them pay for it. I mean, while playing in college, watching him run all over the field, he made a lot of crazy runs. And he's capable of doing that at any time, so you have to be really good at surrounding the formations and being able to stop him before he can get going.
Joe, what have your impressions been of Josh Gordon just watching him practice?
Yeah, he's... obviously a great receiver. Last week he was on the scout team. He's making the plays all over the place. I know J-Mac was traveling with him because he was simulating A.J. Green. And he's just making jump ball plays. He's got elite speed. You can just tell that he knows how to catch the ball, when to catch the ball. Like, this is natural.
How does that kind of a talent stress a defense?
Obviously you got to have a game plan for it. If you've got somebody's has speed to go over the top, you got to be able to have eyes on him. You got to have... depending on what the defense, safety, or corners, people, we have to kind of respect that before they respect the other things, so it can kind of stretch the defense a little bit.
Joe, we're waiting for your prediction for Saturday's game.
Badgers, man.
New score?
I think I was asked earlier this week, I said 31-20, I think I said. Good defense.
We know that.
You're in OH territory.
I know that. That's why I'm hoping for a win.
Nobody to bet with, though, right?
Nobody on the team.
But wait, there's more.
I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times, but he came in after I left, and he was still playing when I was there, so. No, not really. A little bit about just the NFL and what it's like. I think times I talked to him most was before the draft when I was back at Wisconsin. He was just coming in. Obviously, he's kept it rolling. I think when Coach Aranda left, people were worried about what the defense would do. And then Coach Wilcox came in, and now Jimmy Leonard's the D coordinator. And I think they just kept the ball rolling, being top five defenses the last 4 or 5 years.